This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
How you doing, Tony? My name is Sean Stewart. I'm originally from Upper East Tennessee, and I grew up in a haunted house. The house had been vacant for many years before my parents bought it, and with moving in, it sort of had a darkness about it. It was strange, but even with lights on in the house, it seemed to have a strange darkness about it. It had been previously owned by a woman. I will not leave the name so that it doesn't say anything about the family. When we did move in, I noticed that the clawfoot bathtub that was in the one bathroom had been scrubbed to the point that the actual finish was coming off down at the bottom. I was the only one in the family. I was a child. I was 12 years old to use the bathtub that night. And next day, coming home from school, I noticed that there was a brand new bathtub, and my parents had updated the bathroom overnight. Had no idea why. Later in life, I was told the story that the lady had indeed committed suicide, and her daughter had found her in the bathtub after several days, and so we got decomposition in the bathtub. Before knowing this and knowing anything about the house, and I didn't know this story until I was an adult, there was strange things that would happen. Cold spots throughout the house. Doors that would open and close. And at night, coming from the back room of the house, which I found out later was where this lady spent her last years, you would hear the rustling of paper and get the feeling that someone was actually standing in the darkness just out of arm's reach staring at you. I got confirmation that there was something strange going on. I was actually home on leave from the Marine Corps, sitting in the living room. Midday, parents gone, and just watching some television. And from back bedroom, I heard what can only be described as the scuffing of house shoes, something like a house shoe or slipper, coming from the back room into the kitchen. It came into the room, stopped after about seven steps, took two further steps as if it was turning, and just stopped. At this point, my parents' dog, which was a wiener dog, a dachshund, was going nuts and actually barking and hackles up at the door of the kitchen, but was not going into the kitchen. I, the big tough Marine, was sitting in the chair at this point in a very upright position. Every indicator that the place was something was going on, hackles in the back of my neck, hair standing up, and thinking to myself, if something comes around the corner into eyesight, I'm going to jump out a window. I actually went out and sat on the front porch until my parents got home. I was told after this event the story of the lady that had indeed committed suicide because her husband had left her. And I had felt for many, 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 many years that the house was indeed haunted in one way or another. And this proved it to me. To this day, the entity in the house still resides there. My daughter, eldest daughter, is the owner of the home now, And she says that she has a bit of a detente with the spirit. She doesn't bother it. And whenever it decides to make itself known, she goes about sort of ignoring it and letting it do whatever. So that's the story of the haunted house, which is located in Johnson City, Tennessee. I do have another one that is much more detailed, actually much more, personal, from the standpoint of not only seeing apparitions, but having apparitions that you could not see touching you. There were lots of audible noises, lots of visuals, and the house was indeed this house I lived in was so active that I left after 2 years. I'll call at some other point and give you that one, but that one is actually located in Washington State. So anyway, if you enjoyed the story, and I hope you did, I'm very happy to share the other one with you. And if you ever feel like you want to give me a call, please do. I look forward to hearing from you. I myself have been a bit of a parapsychological interest person for many, many years. Done much research, and I myself have, to this day here in my home. I'm 62 years of age now at this point, but I, have devices and such, millimeters and such to actually do some investigation whenever I, think that I wish to. So you take care. You have a beautiful day. God bless. And hopefully talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.